thank you. Can't believe Brother Snipes was standing over there with his Bible. Thank you, Brother Snipes.
Gracias, hermano.
Gracias.
It is a great honor. It's a great honor to be here standing behind this pulpit. I'm shaking, nervous. I never thought I would be behind this pulpit. So once I was there, sitting down, pouring every preaching and every teaching. And I'm glad I came to this college. And not only graduate, but also God gave me a beautiful wife here. Found her here. Preach on that, yes. If you're not dating, I encourage you today. So it was awesome just to sit down and hear all the speakers every day in chapel, and I usually work a third shift in Avery Express, and I remember working, getting tired, getting home around 3 a.m. and take all my classes, and then still sit right here in chapel and listen to all the preachings. So I'm glad to be back here after 17 years. So for me, it is an honor to be here with you guys. Let's go to the Bibles. And I want to also thank the staff that has been faithful here. I've seen so many of them still here serving the Lord. That is a great encouragement for us. So we're very thankful for this college. Thank you for all the education and the hours they have invested in us. So we are very thankful, Brother Colin. I don't think he knew that I knew how to sing back in those days. No, I'm just joking. He was the one in charge of tour groups and all that. I was working hard, brother, that's why I couldn't make it in any of those. Okay. But let's go to the Bible, 2 Corinthians. If you're happy, say amen.
Yeah.
All right, let's. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The title of the message is Serving the Lord is the Greatest Thing We Can Do. I got saved when I was 13 years old. If you didn't realize I'm Hispanic, I might look very white to some of you, but I'm actually Hispanic. I'm from Mexico. Mexicanos aquí hay? Yes. All right. So the Lord. All right. The Lord brought me here when I was 13 years old, and I grew up in Los Angeles, California. When I came to America, 13 years old, I got saved the same year. Same year, 13 years old. And since I was 13 years old, I've been serving the Lord for 28 years now. Serving the Lord. And I'm glad that I serve my Lord. I'm glad that God saved me at that age, 13 years old. I'm glad that God put some soul winners that were graduates from here, and they went to California, and they were soul winning, and they found me in the streets of LA. And they took me to church. And I remember like it was yesterday, and it was Saturday. Just like we have bus routes here, go on Saturday soul winning. Sunday I went to church, and since that day, never miss a Sunday. I can count on my hand right now how many Sundays I have missed. I love the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart. And the only thing I would like to do is to serve my Lord. That's what the title of the message is. Serving the Lord is the greatest thing we can do. Why? First thing is, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, when you get there, say amen. Amen. It says, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the doubt he has reached, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Let us pray. Lord, and Father, we thank you once again, Lord. Thank you for letting me stand in here, Lord, for these minutes, and to encourage the students, Lord, to keep on going and to serve you well, to serve you with joy. We love you, Jesus. Amen. The first thing, the reason why we should serve our Lord is because he is worthy. He is worthy. The Bible says here, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. Our Heavenly Father left everything for us. Our Heavenly Father left his throne, his angels, everything for us. So he is worthy. He is worthy for my sacrifice. He is worthy of my life. I don't understand why so many don't give their life to Jesus when he left everything for us. A lot of people, they're attached to this world. But God left everything for us so we can have everything here. Look, God has been blessing us. God has given us so much. He is worthy. He is worthy of our time. He is worthy of our finances. He is worthy of everything we have right now. So we must say, you know what? We're going to go sowing him because he is worthy. We're going to go to the mission field because he is worthy. If God sends you here around this nation, he is worthy. He wants your life. He wants you right now because he is worthy. Second thing, I have 30 points, so I don't know if I'm going to finish today. So I'm going to go quickly. Amen. Second thing is because he is good to us. We should serve God because he is good to us. The Bible says, in Ezra 3:11, and they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks to the Lord, for he is good. God is good. Amen. God is so good to us. You don't even know the half of it. You know, if you go to other countries, you see how they live, how they dress. You know, you see how they don't have a lot of stuff, you know, but they're happy and they're there. And we have so much the Lord has given us. He is good to us. Some of you go to Starbucks. Amen. Some of you, not all of you. But some of you go to the Starbucks and spend hundreds of dollars, you know, but he is good to us. I remember when I used to work and I ever expressed how we will stop in Speedy. You know what Speedy is? The gas station? I think it's Speedy, right? Speedway. Well, Speedy, whatever, it's the same thing. Speedway. I would stop in Speedway, get my coffee there. $1 coffee. That woke me up every time. And let me just say, God is good. Amen. When we come here, we left Belize, and it was about 100 degrees plus humidity. We came here, it was about 28 degrees. So I got sick the three days already. I'm okay right now. But God is good. As soon as we come to America, God is so good to us. People giving us stuff, just get arriving, you know, are picking us up, taking us places. God is so good to us. God is good to you here. God has given you teachers. God has given you talents. God has given you so much. So why are we not serving the Lord with all our hearts when he is so good to us? The Bible says in Psalms 23, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We shall be saying, you know what, we're going to be in church because God is good to us. You have great parents. A lot of you have great parents that send you, you know, here, and some of you are even helping you with the finances. When we were here, our parents are not Christians. My parents and my wife's parents were not Christians. We pay all the way. They didn't give us not even one penny when we were here in college. My wife used to work two jobs here. She stayed here for 4-5 years, and she got her degree. She got her master's degree here as teaching. You know what? God was good to us, even though we don't have a lot, but God still was good to us. And you have parents that love you, parents that a lot of you have good parents that protect you and guide you and give you the best. You should say, thank you, Lord, for the goodness. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 145, verse 5, if you're there, say amen. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous work. God is good all the time. I remember in Belize, we don't have a lot in Belize, but God has been good to go to us. We like Brother Mitchell said, we didn't have a lot. We didn't even have electricity for many years in our church. We should have generators. And many times they will steal the generators, the cables and all that. But God still was good to us. We still have service and we have a candle light in our church, and the people will come and just rejoice in the Lord because God's still good to us. He is great. He is amazing to us. And many of us, we don't even realize how good we have it here. But when you take those trips to another country, you will realize how God is good to us. And you will see how God has blessed us and how God has given us great jobs. Like Brother Mitchell says, some of you will actually, when I was here, I will be making more money here than in the field right now. And I'm talking about we're six in our family. And I used to make more money here in my job here when I was 23 years old than I'll be making in Belize right now. But God's still good to us. He'll still provide for us. He'll still give us what we need. Maybe we don't have the best, but God's still good to us. Third thing is because of his protection. Why serving the Lord is great because of his protection. How many times God has protected you? Amen. I remember one time I was driving. I had my car here, and I got a job before Everett, and I remember going to this job. It was just by myself, and I remember it's the third shift. It was from 12 to 7 in the morning. Or 6 in the morning, and I remember going to work, and I worked the whole night, and I don't know, but on the road, I don't know how I did it, how to manage, but I got here, and I was just sleeping in my car right here. I don't even know how I got here. I really do not know, but I'm glad I'm here. It's those days of his protection. It's those days that God protects us and he wants to do something with our lives. And God has been protecting us in Belize. I remember receiving a call and saying, we're going to kill you. I got a little scared, of course, because I didn't know who it was. But God protected us. And we're still there serving the Lord. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful. God is faithful. His mercy endureth forever. God is good. God protects us wherever we go. And the Bible also says that he will be with us anywhere we go. So don't worry, if God sends you to a country, God will be with you. He will protect you, he will guide you, and he will do whatever he would like to do with your life, anywhere you will go. He protects us. The Bible says in Psalms 121. If you get there, say amen. Psalms 121. I want you to go to Psalms 121 because I was in Division 9. Excuse me? I was in Division 9, and my bus fare was 121. So let's go there. It's a good verse. You all don't have to move over there to Division 9 or 121. I'm just saying this reference number. 121, verse 8. Say amen.
Amen.
The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. He will guide you. He will protect you. He will be with you the whole time. I remember one time going out, and I left my wife in the house with my girls, and we had a five-bedroom house. There are small rooms, okay? It's not a mansion, okay? So when I say five bedrooms, it's not the bedrooms from the U.S., you know, like mansions here, no. It's just the small bedrooms. And I remember I went out and I was preaching out, and I left another couple, another pastor from Mexico, in one of the rooms, and my wife in the same house. And one time my wife got up early in the morning, like they're supposed to, amen? No, I'm just joking. But she got up at 5 in the morning. She was going to do laundry, and we're in the second floor. And to go outside of the house, you have to open, and outside is the laundromat room. And so she opened the door. The couple was there. They were sleeping. It was 5 in the morning. She got out. She went to the kitchen. And she opened the door, and she was going to the kitchen. As soon as she saw, she was going to the kitchen, she saw like a shadow, quickly. And she said, I saw someone. So I got my fry pan. You know what a fry pan is? So she had a fry pan. And when she was, she didn't know that someone was there. But she looked, and there was a guy inside the house. She called the couple that was there. His name was Ephraim. He's like, Ephraim! You know, that's his name of the pastor. And inside, he says, yes, what happened? He's like, there's someone inside the house. He's like, wait, I got to put my shirt on, you know. And now, let me remember, it's hot and humid in Belize, even at 5 in the morning, okay? So he's like, let me put my shirt. And, well, good thing, because he's like this fat, you know. So it's all right. It's all right, people. Okay. So she, don't get offended here, please. You go to the mission field, you get more offended in the mission field. So he said, wait, I'm going to put my shirt. Well, by that time he's putting all his, you know, his shirt on, my wife runs and gets this guy with a fry pan and starts hitting him. What I'm trying to say is that God protects us. So I'm glad I have a strong wife. Amen. She's not scared of anything. Scorpions has fallen out, snakes, frogs, anything you can think of. And she's not scared. The only thing she's scared of is the cockroach. But not snakes, not people, just cockroach. That's it. What I'm trying to say is that God protects us. Amen. Our going in and our going out, God is with us. The fourth thing, He will never leave us nor forsake us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. Especially in the mission field, we must trust Him with our lives. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, when you get there, say amen. It says, if we are you there?
Yes, sir.
If we believe not, yea, he abided, what is the next word? Faithfully, right? He cannot deny himself. He will be there with us. He will never forsake us. He will be there with us. The Bible says, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise your name. Matthew 28, verse 19. Many of you know this verse. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Amen? Amen. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. God will go with you. He will never forsake you. And let me just say for you mission students, if God has called you, he will be there with you. Like I said, we may never have everything what we want, but he will be with us. He will never forsake you. When I was growing up, we didn't have much. We were one of the poorest families in Mexico as growing up. I was actually given away when I was 5 years old because my parents could not keep us all, because we didn't have a lot of food. Since five all the way to 13 years old when I came to America, we were very poor. I started working when I was 9 years old in Mexico because we didn't have a lot. And then knowing Jesus, that's when everything changed. God has provided everything for us. He will never forsake us. He will be with us. Let me just say this morning that wherever God will, I remember my parents, since they don't go to church, I told them that I was going to go to the mission field, and they didn't understand what's the mission field. I said, the mission field is that I have to leave this nation and go to another nation to preach God's word. And he says, you are crazy. Why are you going to leave this nation? You have everything here. And we brought you from Mexico so you can have a better life. And I said, I told my parents, God called me to be a missionary. I was 17 years old. I was graduating from high school. I was the first one to graduate from my family from high school. That's a big thing for Hispanics. And going to a university, I graduated with honors, and I could have gone to any university in California. But my calling was the mission field. I told the Lord, 17 years old, that I was going to go to the mission field. And I told my parents, I'm going to go to the mission field. I'm going to another country. So you're crazy. And I said, and what are they going to give you? No, they're not going to give me anything. We're going to go to the mission field by faith. It's like, what? By faith? You're going to starve to death. You know, you're going to die over there. Well, let me just say this. Every year I had to be on a diet. So God has provided. Amen. I have never missed a meal. I miss it on purpose, of course. But God has never forsaken us. God has given us everything what we need. You understand? God is always with us. Even to the end of this earth, he will be with us. And the last thing is, we will serve the Lord because he will use you if you let him. You know, being from a poor family and just knowing the Lord, and now what, we're not there yet, okay? We're still preaching the gospel, and we're still praying that God will help us in that country serving the Lord more time. What I'm trying to say, for 28 years, I've been a Christian. And for 28 years, I've been serving the Lord. And for all these years, I want God to use me. Belize is a tiny country. It's a tiny country. We have seen so many families come back. But I told the Lord, I said, God, use me wherever I go. It doesn't matter the size of the country. Just use me. Many people come because, oh, it's not big enough. Oh, there's not a lot of attractions. It's hot. It's inhuman. But if God called you to a place, it's because he wants you there. And I have many of pastor friends, and I tell them, please pray for me. Pastor Tommy Ashcroft is one of them, Pastor Ramos. And I tell them, please pray for me so God can use me. And every time I see them, they lay their hands on me. I tell them, please, God has got to help me keep on going and to use me wherever I go. God can use you wherever God will send you. The Bible says right here, I'm last, 1 Peter chapter 2. Serving the Lord is the greatest thing we can do, because He will use you wherever. Do not put excuses, amen? 1 Peter chapter 2, when you get there, say amen, and I'm done with this. I'm done. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 9. The Bible says in verse 9, but ye are what? Chosen. That's the word I'm looking for. But ye are chosen. God chose you to be in this college. God chose you to be someone for Him. That's the whole reason why you're here. The whole reason why you're here is because God wants to use you. You're not here to play games. I hope not. You are here because God has sent you here. You are here because you, one day when you were 13 or 12 or whatever age you were, you asked the Lord in a church service or in a conference, and you said, Lord, here am I, Lord, send me. I came to this college because God called me. And I came to this college to get the education and get all what I needed and be in the missions classes. And Brother Jeremy Snipes was there, and Dr. Seymour and all the missions teachers. And I remember them, and I remember their classes, and because God called me to be a missionary. So God chose me, and God chose you to be here. I don't know what your degree will be, but if it's missions, if it's a pastor or an evangelist, God has chosen you to do that. Don't go straight away. The Bible says in John 15, 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you. God chose you to do the things that maybe other ones cannot do. In Belize, it's a tiny country. Majority of the churches are from what Brother Backman said yesterday, 30 to 40 people. But I wanted God to use me. So we have ministries all over. We have kids programs. We have teenagers program outside the church. We have our church. We have about 80 to 100. It's not much. But we do other stuff around. We go to the college, the high schools and the junior highs, and we preach the gospel. We have 27 schools that are open for us. And we go there and preach. We see about 6,000, 5,000 people saved in less than 5 days. You understand what I'm trying to say? That God can use you. He has chosen you. He chose you to do something great for Him. And it's also wise to get the right person. I'm done with this. But I remember being in college. And I'll be sitting there. And they encourage us to date once again. They encourage us. You got to start dating. You know, you got to have someone with you. And they were hard on those things. So I said, well, they're telling me, so I got to do it. You know, so I started dating left and right. Cha, 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 you know, all right. They encouraged me left and right. But I will ask this question, and don't take it wrong, please, and don't be offended. But I got one question. I was a missions major. we were praying for the country of Belize. So I wanted someone who can leave this nation, go to another nation, and leave everything for the cause of Christ. And I asked the girl every time, I said, a couple of times dating, I said, look, I'm going to leave this nation. I'm going to go to another country. Will you go? And I'm telling you, there were so many of them, they said, no, I'm not leaving this nation. It was not God's will. It was not God's will. Then I met my wife, Tanya, and I asked the same question a couple of times dating. She said, I will go wherever my husband will go. He didn't say me, but he says wherever my husband. At that time, I will go wherever my husband will go. That was a great answer. It's like, and I'm glad that I asked the question, first of all, because I would have been married probably someone that did not want to leave this nation. And I'll probably be around here, which is not, it's okay. But my heart was the mission field. You understand what I'm trying to say? And we've been married happily. I say happy. I don't know if she's happy, but I'm happy. Just joking. 15 years. 15 years for beautiful three girls and one boy and two in heaven. Make the right choice. God wants to use you, and He will be with you anywhere you will go. Let us pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank You, Jesus, once again. Thank You for this great college. Thank You for the opportunity You have given us to serve You. We don't deserve it at all. You left everything for us. Please help us. Help us, Lord, to give our hearts 100% to Your will. Thank You, Lord, for the staff, for Pastor Wilkerson and his family, and the love for this nation and around the world. Thank You, Jesus, for the staff that is here and their love for the students. We ask You, Heavenly Father, for the students that are here, that are learning, and one day they will graduate, and one day they can do great things for You. We love You, Jesus.